There is someone who is homebound but in our community, but is not suffering from the coronavirus. She wanted to know if we will be live streaming the Megillah for her to hear the Megillah reading. So the answer to this question depends on whether it's lechatchila, whether ideally you can rely on, say, live streaming the Megillah, or whether this is only a b'di'evet situation if you can't have another option of hearing the Megillah. This is based, it really depends on how you understand this, the Gemara, or the Mishnah, in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Beis, which states, HaTochel Atoch Bor, if you blow the shofar into a pit, then the Mishnah says, Im Kol Shofar Shama, if you heard the sound of the shofar, Yatza, you've discharged your obligation, fulfilled your mitzvah, Im Kol Havar Shama Lo Yatza, but if you only heard the sound of an echo, you have not discharge your obligation. And poskim have different opinions as to why hearing the echo does not result in a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So, for example, Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Minchas Shlomo Chelakav Simon Tes states that these sounds that are heard through the echo are not considered the original voice, and therefore you do not fulfill any obligations this way. And therefore, you shouldn't answer Amen. There's no difference whether we're talking about a shofar or a Megillah. And therefore, according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if you were to hear a Megillah via live streaming, you wouldn't be Yotze, you wouldn't discharge your obligation. There are many different ways of looking at it, but just as an example of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is very strict when it comes to this. However, Rav Shachter, first of Shachter, who famously ruled that someone who's suffering from the coronavirus can hear the Megillah via live stream, via telephone. So he bases his opinion on Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva and Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Ches essentially states that the reason why the echo of the shofar is a problem, while you're not Yotze with the echo of the shofar, is simply because it's a weaker sound. But he says, when it comes to, let's say, a microphone, so which has a stronger sound, he says, F-sharp, it's possible that it should be okay. And he's not so convinced that's considered a different sound. And Rav Moshe Feinstein concludes his tshuva by saying, Mitam zeh F-sharp, microphone. He says, for this reason, it's possible that one should not protest among those who want to read the Megillah through a microphone. So he was open to that possibility. And that's why Rav Moshe Feinstein would say that, again, in a b'di'evit situation, additionally, because Mikra Megillah is only midrabbanon, it's only rabbinic mitzvah, so he permits it. And And therefore, in a situation in which you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah in person because of potential pikuach nefesh, life-threatening issues like the coronavirus, so then, under these circumstances, Rav Shechter held that you can hear the Mikra Megillah via a phone call or video. However, in my situation where someone is homebound but is not suffering from the coronavirus, so then, by all means, we should do what we normally do every year, that when someone's homebound, we try to have volunteers and come and read the Megillah for this person. So that's a distinction. This leniency of live streaming or phoning in to hear the Megillah reading, that's only if there's no way to hear it live. Then you can rely on that. But since a number of poskim say you're not Yotze, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, even b'di'evet, and Rav Moshe Feinstein even holds that he's not so convinced, but he says, Efshar, it's possible that maybe it's okay, so it's appropriate to be strict, unless it's impossible to be able to hear the Megillah reading live, in which case you can rely on the live streaming or the phone.